Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm happy and excited to have Paul Leffenegger as my guest for today's show. Paul Leffenegger is an award-winning international singer and songwriter who writes music to inspire and promote global love and kindness from within. His focus is on growing and nurturing a sense of well-being and self-esteem within the listener. Paul is a leader in a new genre of music called conscious healing music, which is to empower the listener's heart and soul to thrive with self-love. Paul has a worldwide fan base that includes celebrities, political leaders, and royals. Millions of listeners have tuned in to hear Paul's music during radio shows. Join us today for a conversation about Paul's new album, The Miracle of You, and we'll also be talking about his partnership with Anita Murjani, the inspiring best-selling author of Dying to Be Me, and you'll get to hear a song that Paul wrote for Anita during the show. Welcome, Paul.
Hi there, Margot. Hi, everyone. Great to be here.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. You are just such an incredibly perfect example of someone who's living their music. And
Thank you. I have to tell you, I love the name of your show. It seems like the perfect title.
Oh, thank you. I want so much for everyone out there to live the music that they hear calling them. And it's especially cool when the music that you're being called to do is music like yours, because then people all over the world can listen to that music and be inspired.
Well, that's so true. And I think that it's kind of you're going to see, I know, more and more of consciousness in music because so many people are waking up.
I believe that's true, and I am thankful that it's true. I had seen in your bio that you're part of the Positive Music Association. I hadn't heard of that, and that sounds like a really cool thing.
It is. Well, and I've noticed, I've been a member of that organization for a couple of years, and I've noticed that it gets bigger and bigger every year, and it's really exciting to see a platform like that exist, because positive music, positive influence in general is so important to really nurture the internal light body, is what I would call it, from the heart. And music is very powerful alchemically to do that. So it kind of gets inside of us. And I know that positive reassurance really is a big part of kind of expanding love. So, and feeling self-worth.
You know, I love the title of your album, Love Expanding Love. That was the 2014 album. That is such a wonderful name for an album.
Well, it's I have to tell you, that album's really special because I actually Kickstarter for that album. And what's really cool is that album is probably the most given to others as a gift. So it models the love expanding love energy so perfectly. And I didn't actually have enough money to do this album, so I did a Kickstarter. And what's really cool is fans from around the world actually paid for this album. And what's really neat about that is I know that there's so much energy in that, and it really just expands love every day, and it grows every day. So it's the perfect title for kind of my whole message, which is love expanding love.
That's kind of the feeling I got when I saw the title of that. I felt like that was true. And, I'm so excited that you and Anita Murjani have partnered up to combine her message with your message. And I love her. I've met her a couple of times. I think it's two or three times. I've lost track now at the I Can Do It conferences that Hay House puts on. Mm-hmm. And was lucky enough to get to hear her speak with Wayne Dyer while he was there. And just meeting her, she is like an angel. You're right. I mean, she's just incredible.
Absolutely.
And her story is so amazing. So
she's incredibly she's incredibly powerful to hear speak, because I think that when you're in her presence, and you know, this is the thing that's really neat, is when you're in the presence of self-aware people, and really people that love themselves, in a way that is expanding from within to help others, is so powerful, because really, it's kind of like it becomes a synergy of sorts in an audience. And you, the energy kind of, I feel, very much co-creates itself in the space where she is and where people are open, and it opens their heart when you're with her. So I love her. I love how she lives so authentically, as, you know, as she says, you know, be the most you you can be. And she's totally that model.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her story is just so amazing, and we can't go into the whole thing about that during the show today. But it just, you know, her story is just so incredible, the whole dying to be me thing. And it's been actually a real big thing for me in my life, is learning to be me and feel good about it and realize that, you know, because we all grow up with everybody having all these expectations of who we either should be or they think we can be or whatever. And so the message of learning to be yourself, and I mean the capital S self, and love yourself is just so incredibly important. And like,
absolutely.
Yeah. And like Anita says, love yourself like your life depends on it, because it does.
It's the perfect, that's the perfect quote of really what she embodies. And I know for what I just wanted to say about Anita in particular, is that the thing that I feel very much in line with is that although our stories are very different, what I think is interesting is we both had a similar experience that, you know, is a very different kind of scenario. But I think waking up is waking up and becoming who you are. I know for me, I used to marginalize myself incredibly harshly when in the old version of me. And what's really interesting is when my father died, I kind of did a life review, and I really, I had to kind of come to terms with really who I am in order to heal. And I think that anyone that has been through any sort of trauma or any sort of challenge that's huge, what's so interesting about that is that it makes all the little things, like your benchmark changes, and it changes your whole perspective. And that's what happened for me with my dad, and I know for Anita with her cancer. And really, it's almost like you can no longer be the old you anymore, and it's like the new you just kind of starts flowing naturally, actually. So our stories are different, but I know that we're aligned to co-create the way that we do, and here we are.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think that it's fantastic that the two of you have gotten together to do the album, The Miracle of You. And I just wanted to say that my friend Linda's listening, and she had emailed me. She goes, "Oh my gosh, Margo, I'm so excited that Paul's going to be on." You know, I listen. She says she sings along with your song, "The Miracle of You," every day. And
that's awesome.
And it's just, yeah, you know, I mean, it's
hi Linda.
Just so cool.
I just had to say that. Yeah. Well, hi Linda. It's awesome that that you just shared that with me. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that what I'd like to do is I'd like to play your song Anita that you wrote, and then talk to you about that. But do you want to tell us a little bit about it before I play it, and then we'll talk about it some more after?
Sure. Well, I'll just share, you know, briefly just kind of how it came to be. So Anita was a fan of my music before, and we actually connected through Twitter, which, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if people, I'm not a huge Twitter person, but we connected on Twitter. And it's one of those things where I know it was aligned, and it just all worked out so amazingly that she was actually coming to London, Ontario, which is my hometown in Canada. And I have to say, it's one of those things where I know it's not a typical maybe venue or a spot to come, if because Toronto's not too far away, which is probably the major city for kind of new age. So that being said, it just worked out that she was coming to Canada. And what's really cool is that my team on the other side, you know, my team is what I like to call them, just started flooding this song through my head. And I've heard music all my life, you know, it runs through me. It's always run through me. And this music just literally, this song fell out of me very fast in probably about a matter of an hour. And I wrote it, and I knew I needed to go to Toronto and record it. So I rushed to Toronto and got it ready. And I surprised her with the song when she came here. And that started the whole journey. And now, you know, this album is really a result of that one song that started the whole conversation. So
Wow, I didn't realize that was the song that started the whole album. That makes it especially interesting. But it's just such a beautiful song, and I just love it so much. So
thank you so much.
I'm going to play it. It's about 4 minutes long so that everyone knows how long it is. And then after it, we'll talk about it a little bit more.
Okay, perfect.
One day there was a little girl who dreamed to come down to earth from heaven. Her heart so sweet and her soul so pure, and the miracle began. Anita, 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 you're an angel of love. You're a miracle of sweet love. You're a miracle of God's love. Come back and share your love. There's beauty in all of us. From heaven, your heart's so sweet and your soul so pure, there's a miracle in you, Anita, 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 you're an angel of love. You're a miracle of sweet love. You're a miracle of God's love.
So beautiful.
Thank you so much, Margot. I know hearing it, I was just actually thinking while I was listening to it that I actually also did a violin arrangement on this album, and I've never done that before, and my background's strings as well as piano. So I went to a music school, and the thing that's really cool is I actually featured a Canadian violinist named Natalia Zielinski on the album, and it's actually a violin version of Anita, so it's really special, and I know Anita listens to that quite often, she's told me.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Oh, okay. Now, I am getting even more curious than ever how you got on this passion path of development, of moving in the direction of doing music. How did you start out with music, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, I've kind of always been in music, really just immersed in music. I came from really a musical family in the sense that my granny was quite involved in music, and she kind of started, I would say, my path in music in the sense that, you know, she always was playing the organ and the piano and singing. She's a great, singer when she was younger. And the thing that's really neat is that she used to just, you know, sing really throughout her day. And as a child, she watched me for the first 5 years of my life, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And it was great just being around her. And I'm so thankful that she started that. And I have to say, I don't think there's any mistake in that. I think that it was all, you know, I believe that life is very much an orchestration of a symphony.
I love that, like a symphony, you're right. And that would be so wonderful to grow up with somebody. My grandmother was an artist. She painted with oil paints, and that's what she wanted me to do. And so she actually told me to forget about singing, and singing and music was, oh, my gosh, that was what gave me joy, Paul. You know,
yes.
And it took me a long time to get over the fear that I was not able to sing and even try doing it as a grown-up. So,
well, that's a big thing when people, I have to say, like, that's the thing that I know stopped me from doing music was that, you know, the world, let's face it, you know, the world is a pretty scary place with fear if you allow it to get inside of you.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, and what happened is I got older, music got further and further away from me because I was told I couldn't have a career in music by many people, mainly, you know, the general public, I would say, just, you know, music, you know, was a dying art in kind of what was told to me many, many times. And I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you become that fear internalized. So I'm glad that you just shared that for you and that you, you know, that you sing. And I think singing is very therapeutic to do for yourself. I believe there's vibrational kind of gifts that it can do for your internal body, the light body in particular. And, you know, singing is an important part of actually vibrating the inside with love. So singing love songs is really, really helpful to open up your heart alchemically.
Wow. Well, I hadn't heard it put that way, but I just know that it feels joyful to sing.
Absolutely.
You know? And so since I have, it was back in 2007, I finally was so jealous of my husband and son singing and playing their songs and writing their songs, and I decided I was going to take singing lessons and find out once and for all. Okay, maybe I can, maybe I can't. And the teacher said that I was a coloratura soprano and I just needed to practice and learn how to breathe and everything. I was going, oh my gosh, this is really amazing. And so,
that's,
you know,
wonderful.
I've been taking time to sing every morning that I can. I mean, when I'm not home, I don't do it, but sing for at least 5 or 10 minutes. And it's just so joyful. And even if I never did anything with it as a career, it doesn't matter. It gives me so much joy and it makes me feel more alive the whole rest of the day. So I think that
it's empowering. It's a powerful, music's a very powerful medium that I know is, I know that they say there's three ways to be in a heavenly space: loving music, soft lighting, and great fragrance. And it's kind of true.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the fragrance one since I have a lot of allergies, but unfortunately... Because I used to love to, when I was young, go into the department stores and try all the different perfumes and men's colognes and everything, you know, sample them all. And then I got some allergies to scents. But luckily we're all different. And so there's different things that different people do.
Absolutely.
And I want to, you know what? Gosh, the time is going by really quickly. So I'm going to just ask the questions that I like to ask, and then we'll get back to talking. Okay, everyone out there listening, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And it is a beautiful place. There's just so much beauty and so much love in it. And I love that your music is focusing on that, on expanding the love. Love expanding love. I love that. Mm. Well, what? Tell us a little bit more about the album, The Miracle of You. I want to know more about that.
Sure. Well, this particular album is really a collection of songs. And for me, the one song that's on this album that's very special and sacred to me, they all are, of course, but mm-hmm. the song I Love You is, you know, I had a vision, and I haven't really talked about this song much publicly, but mm-hmm. I know that I Love You, saying that first to yourself and then to others, is very powerful. And there are three very, very powerful words to say. And I know that we often get hung up on saying that to people. But what I believe very much and what has been shown to me from my team is that when you say I love you, what happens is it creates a pyramidal structure between someone and God. And, you know, call that source, call that, you know, the highest mm-hmm. power, whatever people want to refer to God right. as, or that without a name. But when you say that, what happens is it's actually loving yourself when you say that to someone, and also the highest version of yourself with God. And that part of that song is very much, I had a very big vision in this song, and I know that this song, as people listen to it, I keep getting more and more people kind of talking about that song, and I really love the messages that are coming back to me now from the song I Love You. And I did it in two versions on the album. One is just piano, because I believe mm-hmm. that, you know, music is also in the silence, in the spaces,
right.
and piano offers that, where there's a space between the notes, whereas the other version that I have on it is very orchestrated as well, with many different instruments. So it's a special song.
I hadn't thought about that, about the space between the notes with the piano. That's, I'm going to pay more attention with that. But now you've got me so curious to hear that song. I haven't heard the rest of the songs on the album, and now I'm just really, really wanting to go and hear the samples of those songs. And people can, speaking of that, how can they can reach you on your website, Paul Lupfenegger? Yes. Do you want to spell that
sure.
out for them?
Well, you can do two things. You can Google my name, which there's lots of information, Paul Lupfenegger. So it's PaulLu, F as in Frank, T as in Tom, ENEGGER.com. Or you can also go to BeKindness, so BeKindness.com, which is the idea of pollination. So BeKindness.com also leads to my website.
So that is your website also, the BeKindness one?
It is, yes. I thought it would be just my name. My name is so long, and it let's just say many people pronounce it very differently, and I've had this all my life, so it's I know it's a long name, and I was thinking of changing my name at one point, and I just decided not to, because I just feel it's important to keep my name.
Yeah, I totally agree. And plus, you know, it makes you so unique. I mean, once I saw your name and started hearing your name, it's like it really sticks with you. So,
well, I always say, what's interesting is the first word in my name actually means air, luft.
Hmm.
So it actually is kind of, you know, in singing in air, it seems to make sense. So I didn't want to change it.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. What else do you really want our listeners to know?
Well, I think that for everyone that's listening, the most important part that I always like to talk about is just finding peace within yourself. I know for me, I never realized, I used to live in an incredible amount of fear, and it was building up. I was always trying to be someone that I was told to be rather than who I am. And mm-hmm. I know for me, the most important thing that I always like to just say is to find peace within yourself is really the most important thing you can work on every day. And that means taking time to really just be you, and to have some silence in that way, to find you. And I know in the morning, I always start a day with love before I get out of bed. And when I go mm-hmm. to bed at night, I'm grateful for the love that I've had in the day. And I know that those two portals, I call them, in the day are the most powerful to really reflect in. When you wake up, you're very awake. So that's kind of the one message that I always like to talk about in the morning. And that's mm-hmm. where peace is. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, I love having mornings be peaceful. I get up really early so that I can have plenty of time to ease on into the day and write my morning pages and then meditate for 15 minutes and do some visualization and then do some singing and exercise. And just, you know, it makes such a huge difference in how my day goes
huge.
If I take that time.
Well, and I have, like, I know for me, and I think that everyone's intuitive. I think everyone has a sixth sense, and the third eye is going to become more and more pronounced as we move forward into the future. And, you know, that's the message that comes through to me, is to share this. And the morning portal is very powerful to receive messages that, you know, you can find within yourself. And most of the most incredible visits I've had and the most amazing experiences are in the morning. I know many people talk about that window being very creative. If, you know, if you're a writer or an artist, that morning portal is very powerful. And I've had I play the piano every morning pretty much in my day. And it's, you know, it's that special time in the morning before the kind of the world kind of is more part of your day, let's just say.
Exactly. It's such an incredibly powerful part of the day. And it reminds me, what you were saying too, reminds me of Wayne Dyer always used to say, the morning breeze has secrets to tell you. And
oh, that's so good.
And he'd
I love all of Wayne.
Don't go back to sleep. But now what I've turned it into, though, is the morning breeze has secrets to tell you. Get up and write them down. And so when I hear that, you know, when I wake up at like 2 or 3 in the morning and I can't get back to sleep, I hear that the morning breeze has secrets to tell you, get up and write them down. So I do. And every time I'm glad that I did. So,
I know. You'll never regret getting up and writing something beautiful down that has been inside of you. It's amazing. And it opens up and it expands the internal space for new. So I believe that's very powerful. I love that you shared that. That's awesome, Margo.
Oh, well, you know, we've got 3 minutes, a little less than 3 minutes left now at this point. So what's one thing that you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think that, you know, I believe very much that we're so much more powerful than we realize. And I think that all comes from being, you know, really essentially the most you can be, like Anita talks about. And I know for me, the old me, I used to think that I was never good enough at music, ever. And, you know, it makes me sad to say that out loud a little bit, but it's the truth. And I think that so many of us are living in a state often in our day where we marginalize ourselves. And really, you know, you'll never know unless you try. And I know for me, I'm so glad. If I died today, you know, and if my physical death died today, I'm so thankful that I have done what I've done to leave, you know, the world a little bit better than when I arrived. And that was always the message that I wanted to do in my music. So, you know, now I get to just be free in that. And what's meant to be will be. And I'm so thankful that, you know, I've had music. So.
Oh, I'm so thankful that you have gotten the courage it took to live your music. That is, and then once you start living it, though, it gives you the courage. But it just, you know, you're right. There's so much fear in the world, and so many people are afraid to live the music they hear calling them because of what other people might say or that they might not make money. And they're just, you know, it's just not, you just have to do it. It helps make your life better, and it helps make everyone else's better.
And what's really interesting is that when I started to do this, it's kind of like I feel very much that, you know, God literally took my hand and guided me through this. And I think that's what happens as a writer. I think that we're very scared of our own voice sometimes. And I used to be, I think being gay for me was a big deal in that, because I always felt I was less than everyone else. And, you know, accepting that was the first step of my healing, which, you know, took essentially, I still work on that today. But that being said, that is so powerful when you start loving yourself, because you start having the voice from your heart. And, you know, living from the heart instead of the brain, so the way that it's supposed to be. And we are taught very much to live from the brain. So switching the internal to the heart first is the most important thing to say.
I totally agree with you. We're out of time, though, and so we're going to have to say bye to our listeners. The live listeners are going to be gone in just a few seconds. And so Thank you, Paul, for being on my show. Thank you for creating your music and living your
music.
It's an honor. I really appreciate you.
And thank you. Thank you for all you do.
You're welcome. Bye for now, everyone. I'll be back next week, and I look forward to more music from you, Paul.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.
You as well.